Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. See her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. Clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston.
Have thought it 12 English or American or indeed Nashville years months ago, really years. We started off with Sound and Country Vision, and here you are, Tess, a birthday celebration.
I know, Sound and Country Vision's first birthday.
Oh, wow. Is this going to the terrible twos? Fantastic. And in the studio we've got
Leanie Jane with us.
Yay, Leanie.
Hello, lovely
to be
here
to start the celebrations.
And online we have the co-creator of Sound and Country Vision, the man who used to regularly kick off the Midweek Drive, another show people might have actually heard of, every Wednesday with a 10-minute Live from Nashville slot until he basically said, "That's enough. I can't be relied upon anymore.
Oh,
I'm going."
No.
It's Camo.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
So, did you think that it would have lasted this long, Camo?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great show, and country music just keeps building, so, yeah.
And Tessa, you launched with Galveston, of course, a tribute to
the
great man.
I did. It was a tribute to the great country singer who obviously we unfortunately lost earlier this month. So I thought, what better way to start off the show than with one of his songs?
The theme, of course, is for a whole range of artists. And would you like to just run through them who are going to be featuring as the programme proceeds?
Well, we've got all the guests coming back from all of our previous volumes of the show. So, of course, Camo, he's with us now. Jess and the Bandits, Dawson Rains, Paulina Jane, The Rising, Glasfill, we've got Raintown coming back, Chloe Rose, and of course Els Bailey, and Joe Healy. So literally so many guests. They've all come back to celebrate with us, which is great.
And they've all selected a favourite song. They'll all receive their favourite song, unless of course one band will actually get their own song.
They
don't
might
give
get
too
their
much
own,
away.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
They'll get their own song.
It is a surprise. But Camo, which song have you picked for us today, and why have you picked that one in particular?
It can only be music from the king, George Strait. George Strait's just probably my country music hero. He's one of the coolest guys out there, and boy, he's had 60 number one songs over the course of his career. And you can't beat that.
Oh. Shall we ask Camo to introduce it?
I think we
should.
For
old time's sake.
Yes, definitely. Go ahead, Camo.
Sure. All right, this is the King, George Strait, and one of my favorite, well, my favorite song by him. It's such a favorite that it's actually the ringtone on my phone. It's a salute to Texas and a salute to cowboys everywhere. This is Amarillo by Morning. George Strait on Byron FM.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San
So that was Amarillo by Morning by the wonderful George Strait. And online now we have the wonderful Jess from Jess and the Bandits. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Great to be celebrating Sound and Country Vision's first year. What did you think of the song by George Strait? Are you a fan?
Well, I'm a Texas girl, so I mean, we're born loving George Strait, so it's in our genes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, so we've got a little surprise for you now. It seems as though you were one of the first artists to actually be interviewed on the show. In fact, I think you was our first. We'd actually like to play one of your songs to say thank you. And that would be Kiss You Now. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to... Oh, here we go then.
Oh, you're reaching for a reason to hold back what you're feeling. I know you want to make a move, but you think too much. So there's no misunderstanding where your lips should be landing. Watch me make it easy for the both of us. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. I want to make your heart race while the world's slow.
I'm gonna kiss you.
unspoken. All these paralyzed emotions, I think you thought we ought to not complicate it. But I welcome complications, so I'll start the conversation. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd hear me say this. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. I wanna make your heart race while the world slows down. You're gonna kiss me back. Let down your guard as the lights are far on the boulevard. Go on, steal my heart while the world spins round. I'm gonna kiss you now, now, now. I'm gonna kiss you now, now, now. Oh, ain't it time we cross the line? We can't regret, we can't rewind.
I'm gonna kiss you now. You've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. Gonna make your heart race while the world slows down.
I'm gonna kiss you now.
Was Jess and the Bandits with Kiss You Now. Now, Jess, obviously your pick was going to be Reba McEntire, Fancy. Now, we will play that for you on another volume of the show, but why did you pick Reba?
I have always been a huge fan of hers, just as, like, growing up, seeing someone that kind of just went from one stage in their career to becoming one of the biggest country singers that there is. Was just something that I always looked up to. And that song, to me, encompasses a country song. It is the storytelling from start to finish, and you get the entire story from the beginning, and then you get the conclusion at the end, and it's got that chorus and that melody. You know, when it starts at the beginning, you know the song as soon as you hear it, and I just absolutely love that one.
Well, we will definitely have to play that on the show another time. I think it's well suited for Sound and Country Vision. So what have you been up to? You and your bandmates, where are you going next? What's been happening?
Oh, we've just been really busy. You know, there's been a lot going on, and just working on tour dates and getting out and performing for you guys. And, of course, we finished the new album. So that's the biggest thing for us right now is the brand new album, Smoke and Mirrors, is coming out on September the 15th, and we've already released a few singles from that and just actually shot a music video yesterday for one of the songs called Sister off the album. So we're just so excited about this one, and it's just kind of taking our sound in a slightly different direction, going a bit having a gospel influence, so a bit of country gospel there, and that's our thing right now. It's just getting the word out that we've got the new album out, and, you know, we worked really hard on it, spent about a year working on it. So we're excited that it's finally done.
Oh, that's brilliant. So where can people go to find all your music?
It's easy, one-stop shop. They can head to jessandthebandits.com, and we have got all of the links to iTunes. We've got the music videos, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. We're all over the place.
That's brilliant. Well, it's been absolutely great having you back on the show, and we thank you ever so much.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
First birthday.
Let's hope to another year as well, and we'll have you back on the show too, soon.
That sounds great.
17. The only way I had a car is after I dropped my mama off where she needed to go. Football tires with the ceiling falling and the window stuck. But the only thing that I cared about was the radio. We turn it on, turn it up to 10, and everybody would jump on in. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road. You find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio. Girl, we'd look for somewhere to watch the stars, the perfect place to put it in park and take it slow. She sang along to even the ones that she barely knew. She still sounded good, a little louder too, but we didn't care. I'd look at her, she'd look at me. I'll never forget that melody. Find a spot on the side of the road. You find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio. Hey, y'all, be quiet. That's my favorite.
To say it's very impressive, the whole sort of pace and everything else that's going through there. And that was the selection of another one of our fine contributors, who's actually in some ways also vying, possibly sharing the airwaves with Els Bailey in terms of co-presenters and co-hosts.
Yes, maybe in the future.
Could this be Dawson Rains?
I think it is. Hello, Dawson.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to the Sound of Country Vision Show special, celebrating the 1 year. Now, we've just played your special pick by Darius Rucker, Radio. Why did you pick that choice?
Actually, Darius Rucker pretty much was it. I just had a tough time picking which song. Darius is one of my top favorite artists prior to even country, and he was with Hootie and the Bullfish, which I've talked about a bunch. So for me, it was going to go to somebody definitely that I really admire as an artist, love the music, and just think he's one of the coolest guys out there. So it wasn't hard to go to Darius.
Oh, so it was easy for you, because I thought it was going to be difficult for all my guests to pick one song and one artist, because obviously there's so many. I mean, there's so many on the show that I haven't included, which I'm very sad about, but it's difficult to jam-pack them all into one show. So anyway, what have you been up to just lately?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say thanks for asking me to be a part of this day, and congrats on you guys with what's happening for you. That's awesome. I'm happy to be back and talking with you. But with me, it's the same old, head down, working hard, writing new music, trying to set up some things for the next year, and just staying busy. You know, did some touring, obviously, as you know, over there, did some plays and some shows here. But just really trying to get to that that next big step that we're looking to take. So it doesn't end. Either you're playing what you've already completed in the studio, or you're writing for the next one. So.
Oh, well, that's brilliant to hear, especially if there's new music coming, possibly at some point.
Definitely.
So in the meantime, where can people go to find your current music, and to find more about you?
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, the new single, or the third single from the EP, is actually going to be released next month, so that will be coming out. And to go get that and the first two singles that came off the new EP, you can go to my website, so DawsonRaines.com. All the links to all the social platforms, iTunes, Apple, obviously, the big one there, Google Play. You can go through my site to get everything and connect with me, join Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the good stuff, and we'll chat.
That's great. Well, it's been lovely having you on the show, because you was, of course, my actual first on-location interview. I actually got to come and see you at one of your shows, so that was quite special. Leenie,
I think we'll always have that connection, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll be your first, which is totally cool.
I've got Mum here, also known as Leenie Jane. You obviously met her. She's here on the show to...
Hello, Dawson. It's lovely to have you back on the show again. It's lovely to be able to speak
to
you.
Hello, Mum.
Hello there.
Good to speak to you again.
Are you feeling worn out at all after all this work you've been doing?
No, this is why we do it. We love to do it. So, I mean, we do kick back. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's nice lakes and oceans and getaways for it. But for the most part, you want to be busy, because if you're not, there's something wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's brilliant to hear you're so busy. And you're obviously gathering lots and lots of fans along the way.
Well, obviously the UK has been a big part of that, so I'm happy to be back on, like I said, with you guys, and it's nice seeing, or sorry, at least talking to you again. Thank all the country fans over there that definitely have jumped on board and have supported me, so it's been great.
It's certainly come round again for us with country music. It's really becoming very huge over here, I'm so pleased to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Me as well. It gives me a place to go to and have more fun, for sure.
Yes, please keep coming back.
Yeah. This is one reason why I've kind of done the show as it is tonight, to celebrate the rise of the genre in the UK as well, because I think it's important to highlight that. So, yeah, so all my guests have come back to celebrate that, which is great. But anyway.
Well, definitely keep it up, for sure.
We'll most definitely have you back on the show soon. But it's been great to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me, and you guys know anytime you want me to chat, I'd be happy to do it.
Hello, hatred. How long have you been waiting for peace and love to die? You've been trying to keep the dove from flying, to break into our hearts and silence love before it sinks.
Yeah.
That was Paulina Jane with Love's Gonna Always Win, and I believe she's here with us now. Hello.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
That's all right. Now, we thought we'd drop one of your songs in because you was actually one of our earliest interviewees on the show, one of the first, along with Jess and the Bandits and Dawson Rain. So we thought we'd just play one of your songs for that reason, to celebrate.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. I love it. I'm so excited to talk to you guys again.
So what have you been up to recently? I've seen quite a lot going on the social media pages. So what's been going
on? Yeah, well, I've been traveling quite a bit. I've been in Michigan a lot lately over here in the States playing some music. But right now I'm actually working on a nonprofit partnership with a company here in town called Miss Amazing, and I'm really excited because I'm going to be coupling working on the single with them, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can raise for such a special nonprofit like that. So right now there's a lot in the works, and it's been a blast to be constantly working hard.
That's brilliant. And now you're here to celebrate with us. So your choice was Eric Church, Homeboy, but we've kind of changed it a little bit to Record Year because we thought it would fit with the show, being Sound and Country Vision's first birthday. Are you happy to go with Record Year?
Oh, man, I'm happy to go with anything by Eric Church. He's extraordinary. That's a perfect song for the occasion.
Well, that's brilliant. I'm glad you're happy to go with that. Just quickly, why did you pick Eric Church as your choice?
Well, I think Eric Church has got something different. He not only is able to engage with his fans in a really unique way, but he also just creates this music that's real. You can tell it's authentic, and you can tell it's coming from things he's experienced in his life, and his lyrics are brilliant. His voice is just so unique. Sounds so much different than anybody else's on the radio, and his melodies are super catchy. I love his stuff.
I think we should take a listen then. This is Record Year by Eric Church.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning long, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into jail, dying slow in a living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, a pound and all is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscover red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put a notes and Hank's halftime. Yeah, lucky. Having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
Okay, so that was Record Year with Eric Church. We thought that was the perfect choice, obviously, to celebrate the first birthday. It's been a record year for us here. Now we'd like to welcome two members of a band called The Rising, a brilliant Irish country rock pop influence band. So we have Chantelle and Chris on the line. Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're all good. Just sitting in the studio.
So, what's new in music? What have you been up to since we last spoke?
Well, we have been finalising the up-and-coming album, Moving On, and we've been basically getting everything sorted for October, so.
Ooh. Okay, so your choices. Chantelle, you've picked Taylor Swift Red. Why have you gone with that one? Why Taylor Swift in particular?
I have a really deep connection to Taylor Swift's songwriting. I love her style of songwriting and the fact that she can pick a story and put a beat behind it and have everyone around her, like, just inspired by it and relate to it in such a way. So that's, and she's one of the biggest influences I have as an artist myself, so that's why Taylor Swift is a really big part of me.
I'm so glad you did. You picked her because obviously she is very big. She was very big in country and now sort of moved over to pop. She was one of my favourites, and I thought we needed to fit her into the show. So when you said that was your choice, I was very, very happy. So Chris, why Keith Urban?
Well, it's the obvious one. He's one of my favourite guitar players, so that was it. And his albums were one of the first modern country albums I really got into. So, and that album in particular, that song is from, it's probably one of my favourite albums of all time. So, yeah, just big fan.
Brilliant. Okay then, well, I think it's time to play your songs. So, yeah, let's hear them both.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati. Lose
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Another long summer's come and gone. I don't know why it always ends this way. The boardwalk's quiet and the carnival rides are as empty as my broken heart tonight. But I close my eyes and one more time we're spinning around and you're holding on tightly. The words came out, I kissed your mouth. No 4th of July has ever burned so brightly. You had to go, I understand, but you promised you'd be back again. And so I wander around this town till summer comes around. I got a job working at the old park pier, and every summer now for 5 long years I grease the gears, fix the lights, tighten bolts, straighten the track, and I count the days to you just might come back. And then I close my eyes and one more time we're spinning around and you're holding on tightly. The words came out, I kissed your mouth. No 4th of July has ever burned so brightly. You had to go, I understand, but you swore that you'd be back again. So I'm frozen in this town till summer comes around. Yeah. Oh, and I close my eyes and you and I are stuck on the Ferris wheel around with emotion, and hand in hand we cried and laughed, knowing that love belonged to us, girl, if only for a moment. Baby, I'll be back again, you whispered in my ear, but now the winter wind is the only sound, and everything is closing down till summer comes around. Till summer comes around. Yeah. Till it comes around.
That was Taylor Swift with Red, followed by Keith Urban, Till Summer Comes Around. That was the Rising's choice of songs. Thanks for coming on the show, guys, to celebrate our 1 year birthday here. It was great that you could come back on. I know you're both really busy, well, the whole band. So we hope to have you back on the show again soon.
Well, of course. Sounds good, and have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Can't fight it anymore. Yeah. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one.
You now, and our next guest joining us is Joe Heal from ABC's Nashville number one acclaimed tribute band Glassville. Welcome.
Hi Tess, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you?
Fantastic, thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, no problem, we had to have you back. You're one of our guests throughout this year, and we had to back can't speak now. We had that's how excited I am for the show. We had to have you back on to celebrate Sound and Country Vision's first birthday. So why did you pick Lady Antebellum as one of your artist options?
I think it was probably more the pressure of picking a song, and also they're actually on the front cover of a Country Music magazine, which I got through the other week. I was just reading it the other day when you said, "What song would I like?" And I've just been listening to them, so I thought, wow, you can't go wrong with a bit of Lady A, really.
You really can't, and I was thrilled when you kind of listed that as one of the options, because I've been a big fan for quite a few years now. So I'm glad that we've put Lady Antebellum on the list. So
you'd pick an easier band name, really, wouldn't you?
I know, I can't. I know, and tonight I really can't talk as well. So yeah, their name isn't really ideal. I'd quite like to know why they are called that. Actually, I've always wondered, because there is two guys within the trio, isn't there, and one lady. So
when you have them on the show next, you can actually make that one of your interview questions for them.
That is actually that would be my number one question for them. I've always thought this. But anyway, Anyway.
Bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We digress.
We do. Anyway, back to you. What have you been up to with the band just recently?
So we're very busily recording four tracks. But it's not going to be released as an EP, so as I'm sure most people have now seen on social media, despite being a Nashville tribute act, and we have been for just over 3 years. Funnily enough, yesterday was our 2-year anniversary of our first live performance. So we actually hit a landmark over 2 years in the public eye, but over 3 years together as a band.
That's excellent.
We just came to that kind of stage where we just wanted to try something different. It's, you know, we absolutely love playing the music from Nashville. We never expected the response we had up and down the country doing the shows. Anyone would even turn up, let alone sending out shows and tours. It was just a bit, it was all a bit new. We were just like, this is a bit strange, but really exciting. But it's, I think as we've got more and more into the country music scene, Lisa, our new singer, has already had her own debut single, album out the other year called Puppet Master herself. So we're all coming from a mixed background of classical, country, rock, pop. So it's, I think the Nashville music and the show had an amazing effect on all of our musical tastes. And I think we were just getting to that stage now. We were like, it's time for something different. So whilst we're not turning our back on Nashville at the slightest, we're going to release our debut single, One Time Thing, to coincide with the start of the tour at the beginning of November. So we are very busily trying to get everything done and get all the production done before in time, and the video all scheduled for next month as well to get all filmed.
Well, I think that's absolutely brilliant. And with you all from different, you know, backgrounds and genres of music, I think that's excellent. Combining, it can only make you a stronger band, I think. What do you think, Leanie Jane?
Oh, I certainly do. All the different influences going in there. The absolute brilliant mix. Absolutely fantastic.
And I think, really, it's a double celebration then, if we're celebrating 2 years for you with
it
the
is.
Band.
We should have bought each other cakes.
We should have, shouldn't we? That would have been great.
I did think of it, actually. But
did you?
The schedule wouldn't allow it to happen.
I actually have 2 banana loaves in the oven right now.
Ooh.
And that's just a coincidence.
I love banana loaves.
Now you've put the seed into our brain. Oh,
oh no.
I'll send you a picture of it when it comes out.
You must. Well, Joe, it's been great having you back on the show. Thank you for coming back and celebrating with us. And we'll definitely connect with you soon.
Definitely. Have a great birthday celebration show.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear.
was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoe. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain.
Well, I thought we had to have a bit of the King, Mr. Elvis Presley, on. Obviously, this month marks 40 years since his passing, so we had to have a bit of him on. And, of course, he started out in country music before going onto rock and roll. So, yeah, definitely.
Had to.
And of course, there's so much to be packed into a birthday celebration. I think we should
there
have
is.
A second part.
Yes, I think we should.
We should have a second part, which will happen probably in about a week's time after the first part. So, volume 13, we're caught in a trap. Or is it just suspicious minds?
Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do?